I'm NASCAR Steven. It's time for the Fast Lane. All three top series raced at the 1.5-mile Texas Motor Speedway over the weekend. The Craftsman Trucks fired up the action on Friday night. Seven cautions in this one. Kyle Busch swept the stages and claimed his second win of the year, seventh at Texas and 66th of his career in the trucks. Corey Heim, Nick Sanchez, Christian Eck, and Zane Smith finished top five in the trucks return May 4th at Kansas. The Xfinity teams fired up on Saturday, seven cautions in this one as well. Justin Allgaier swept the stages and led the most laps, but lost the lead with 30 to go and never recovered. Ryan Sieg had it all but locked up, but was caught in the final lap by Sam Mayer. Sieg and Mayer battled door-to-door, but it was Mayer claiming the win by 0.02 of a second, the closest in Xfinity Series history. It was Mayer's first win of the year and fifth of his career. Justin Allgaier, A.J. Allmendinger, and Cole Custer rounded the top five, and the Xfinity teams headed to Talladega this weekend. The Cup teams ran yesterday. Kyle Larson had the pole and led the early going, including 77 laps and won stage one. The only caution in the stage was for Jimmy Johnson spinning in turn four, and he wasn't the only one who fell victim to the bumps in three and four. Christopher Bell was next on lap 102. Kyle Busch got aggressive and dumped Carson Hocevar. Josh Berry spun twice, and Todd Gilliland brought the final caution of stage two. Ross Chastain was your winner. Nine more cautions in the final, most for single car spins. The last two were for overtime restarts after Denny Hamlin spun. Kaz Grala and Zane Smith got together, bringing the first overtime restart, and then Ross Chastain got loose in front of William Byron, bringing the 16th caution in the final overtime restart. Through it all, Chase Elliott took the lead with seven to go and held it to claim his first win since Talladega in 2022. It was also his first at Texas and 19th of his career, also locks him into the playoffs. Here's Chase after the race.
Man, it's just crazy that this place is just so, you know, so sketchy, and you know, I haven't seen a replay of, you know, Denny and us. I don't really know. I didn't feel like I did anything super crazy there any more than anybody's ever done to me. Just had to run forward, and I want to look at it, but I didn't feel like I did anything to crash him. I think just the circumstances, but nonetheless, apologies to him if so, but. Couldn't be more proud of our team. Thanks to you know, our partners at Napa and Chevrolet. Everybody at Hendrick Motorsports had a big week last week. Boss, thank you. Thank you for sticking with me, and just really, really proud of this, and appreciate all the folks back home that have stuck with me and helped us get back on track.
Brad Keselowski, William Byron, Tyler Reddick, and Daniel Suarez finished top five. Chase Briscoe, Bubba Wallace, Austin Dillon, Kyle Busch, and Carson Hocevar rounded the top 10. The Cup teams are back at Talladega Super Speedway this weekend. I'm NASCAR Steve. That's your Fast Lane for Monday, April 15th, powered by Meekoff Tire with 14 locations, including Gaylord and Cadillac. And by Southside Auto of Indian River Legend Steel and Aluminum Trailers, Truck and Trailer Accessories, and more. And by J-Lube Services with four locations to serve you better in Traverse City.